Now, we love her.
Catholics really buzz off statues and we don't so much.
I do enjoy a good statue, it has to be said.
Siobhan has created one of the most memorable TV small screen characters in many, many years. Siobhan McSweeney, how are you?
Good morning, Alison. How are you?
Excellent. And it was funny, I was doing a Zoom time, FaceTime with my family last night, and they're in Canada. And I was saying, oh my gosh, guys, remember we were talking about Dairy Girls and you guys love that? Well, Sister Michael's on the show tomorrow. And they're like, oh, I'm so jealous.
Oh, wow. It's really amazing. Yeah, apparently we're very popular in Canada. Go
yes.
Canada.
Because they have a good sense of humor over there, right? Like us.
Indeed.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Listen, Siobhan, there's so much being written in all the newspapers as well, just about how, you know, everybody's life obviously is changing drastically, and people in arts and culture as well. And, you know, we're having to adapt to ways that we do our art and our craft and all that kind of stuff. And you did just that by taking part in an innovative project with the Abbey Theatre recently.
Yes. The Abbey, Neil and Graham launched this quite ambitious project, actually, that can really only be done by a national theatre, where they collected 50 writers and 50 actors, and each of the writers wrote a 10-minute response to what's happening at the moment, and they were broadcast live over a series of 3 nights. And I was one of the actors. I performed a piece written by Karen Cogan about her response to the crisis. And like Blind Boy from the Rubber Bandits, there were loads of people who wrote their responses to it. And it was quite an interesting project because you had 50 different responses.
Yeah.
So within 10 minutes, it was quite intense at times, really, you know. Very funny at times, very surreal, very upsetting. And, yeah, I was absolutely delighted to be part of it. I think it's still available online, actually.
It
if
is.
You go onto the Abbey website. Yeah,
yeah, it's on a YouTube yeah. channel there. And I think it was amazing, and I loved your story. So you played a real-life, like a version of a real-life person called Katie Barry from Cork.
That's right. So Katie Barry, she ran a pub, a sort of illegal little shebeen down by the Coal Quay in Cork, which was sort of regarded as quite a safe house, not only for poor people or anything like that, also for like the queer community in Cork.
Amazing.
And this idea of a safe house, really, in the middle of a very unsafe time. Karen used that as a sort of this wry, no nonsense woman looking back, looking at what is happening now, with the knowledge that it'll pass. And you know, I know personally, it's hard to remember that this will pass, and it will pass.
Yeah.
It will pass. We're just in the middle of it right now, and it is absolutely horrendous right now, but it won't change. And I think that little note of cautious hope is what we need, really, in a time like this.
I love the story, and she sounded like an amazing person. So the Shebeen in Dalton's Avenue near Coal Quay. And you weren't, of course, the only Dairy Girl to do one of these as well. Nicola Coughlan was also part of the project.
She was absolutely brilliant. I loved her piece about because you know this is the reality for a lot of people, about a fiance whose wedding had to be cancelled and whose husband to be is in the room next door, and they communicate via text. So she's doing a little tutorial about wedding makeup. I mean, like, within those two examples alone, look at the completely different takes on the sort of on the situation.
Yeah.
So you have 50 of those. It's really interesting how all these writers really went with it, and none of them are the same. They're all incredibly different.
And it's just
because
the fact
we all
that
are having.
Yeah, and it's just the fact that it was such a huge project to put together in such a short period of time and in unusual circumstances, and you're not actually physically in the theater. And it is still available, which is excellent as well. But Siobhan, you are like, you know, you're a Irish woman living in London, and the way that the UK has been reacting and managing this, so to speak, if I can use the word managing, is different to here. So how have you been coping?
Well, I wake up in the morning and I read the news, and then I scream for 3.5 hours, climb the walls, yes, and then I have my breakfast. Then another bout of afternoon screaming, and it's time to watch the 6 o'clock news and see yet again how the government here have completely and utterly let down the people here. The government are showing their true colours of absolute and utter negligent manslaughter is what I call it.
And I have two very close friends living in London, and they have children, and they were, you know, yeah, remained in school for a long time beyond when we did as well, and so they're very concerned too.
You see, I was lucky because, of course, I was, you know, I'm in touch with home every day in one form or another, so I was aware of how to be responding. I was aware of how of the differences between the two countries. So I was able, thankfully, even though it was causing an immense amount of stress, I was able to sort of lock down
beforehand
at an earlier stage as much as I could within, even though, you know, we weren't allowed to hear. There were still theatres open. There were still demands being made of us, you know.
Well, Siobhan, can I take a positive, though? Now that you're in lockdown and you're already part of the Great British Bake Off, you did the very special Dairy Girls Christmas special. Have you been able to put any of your newfound baking skills to the test?
My newfound. Yes, I think at the end of this, I'll definitely be releasing a cookbook. Quarantine. Cooking in quarantine, a lifestyle guide. Yeah, I must admit that I've no weighing scales, and I tried to make a Victoria cake sponge there the other day.
Yeah,
and it was interesting. Not as interesting as the sponge I made on Bake Off, but it was interesting.
You took everything in your stride so well. such a brilliant show, though. And listen, so as far as obviously everything is up in the air, but the production or the, you know, starting on season 3 with Dairy Girls, Lisa's been writing and all that kind of stuff. Are all of you in contact with each other quite a bit?
Yeah, we are. We are. Like Lisa is homeschooling at the moment.
Yes.
She has 2 very young children. She's, you know, it's this idea of all the free time that writers are meant to have, and it's
not having
a country
it.
Of free time. Not having it at all. I'm in touch with the girls quite a lot. We're all going mad in different ways, but first and foremost, we're all safe.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing. We're all safe.
But like now more than ever, and we actually were, my husband and I were actually so ill at Christmas time that we were now wondering if that's what it was. But when my sister was over, we were like, you know what we need to watch? We need to like just be uplifted. And it was, I rewatched all of it again. So it's season 1 and 2. And I love it so much. And people just, if they need that break from, you know, reality really, they can just go and watch you guys, because it's just such a gift. The show that keeps giving.
Oh, well, that's lovely to hear. But I think it sort of speaks to a larger topic on what the arts are for us, really. On what it's, you know, escapism is a great thing, but also so is catharsis.
Yes.
And being able to laugh is a great release. It's a great physiological thing to do in the middle of this. You can laugh out of nervousness, out of sadness. And also, Dairy Girls, I mean, what Lisa's done is so extraordinary. It's not just, even though comedy is the hardest thing in the world to do, but it's not just that, you're getting an entire slice of humanity there.
Absolutely. I cried at moments as well. It was really poignant scenes. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's what the arts do. You know, we reflect ourselves back. You know, we show up our humanity to each other. We feel in touch with other humans by watching art, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So pay us.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And Siobhan, do you know what else as well is that you as a character, I think, and we spoke before on the show a while ago, but I don't think we could have projected how much your character in particular grabbed people, and pretty much, let's be honest, became most people's favorite character. But the scene, there's a scene that I like every time, and I just love it so much. It's when they basically say, well, should we pray? And you actually just very quietly and so fast, you're like, sure, what use would that do? And I just love that.
No, she's. I'm very lucky with her. Actually,
she's amazing.
Lisa's, She's brilliant. She's pretty
Siobhan,
cool.
Siobhan, thank you so much for your time this morning. And that Abbey Theatre, oh, Dear Ireland, is still available for people to watch. And I strongly recommend that they do. And I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Lovely to talk to you. Mind yourself.
You
Take
too.
Care now.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.